So Lloyd writes in, Bob, and he asks, for your money, what varietal do you think offers the best value here in the Northwest? I like that all of our listeners like to put you on the spot with this stuff.
Yeah, this is not easy because you remember what's value for one person is not for another person. I remember a time that I was standing at a shelf at a supermarket looking at champagnes for Christmas. And there was a great selection all the way from low price to high-end stuff. And the couple standing next to me, she said, why would anyone ever spend more than $3 on a sparkling wine? Okay. And I wasn't in that category, but that's what appealed to her. That was a value for her. And I think there's merit in all of these wines. But for me, this taster, values in the Northwest here, I find from Washington, Riesling is the great unsung hero. It is just such a fabulous value. It, you know, at $8, $9, $10, it delivers more character than so many wines at twice and three times the price. I think Riesling is a great value. Oregon, I find Pinot Gris fills a certain part of that role. They tend to be slightly more expensive, especially from the high-end wineries, but Oregon Pinot Gris can be a wonderful, wonderful value for you. On the going up the scale, Chardonnay can be a value. Chardonnay can be fabulously expensive at $300, $500, $700 a bottle from France. But Northwest, I think you can find some really great Chardonnays, well crafted, not necessarily over oaked, for somewhere in that, I don't know, $15, $18, $22 range that you can do. Reds are a little tougher to find a value in, except for the house blends. You'll often find from most every winery that you have some sort of a blend that they'll do. I don't want to call them kitchen sink because that, I think, demeans them, but a blend of Cabernet, Merlot, maybe some Syrah, that is kind of a custom blend for the house. I think those are wonderful values.
So blends, the Rieslings, the Chardonnays, that's where you're going to find the best bang for your wine buck?
I think so. You know, there will be the occasional varietally labeled Merlot that's inexpensive, that's a good value, or Sauvignon Blanc, or possibly a Syrah. But for the most part, those, as you get into those varieties, they're going to be a little more expensive. But keep on experimenting. You're going to find what's a value for you. I love value wines. I can't drink $70, $90 bottles every night. I want to have if I can find a really enjoyable wine at $10, I'm in.